Hello, everybody. Monday, June 27th, 2022. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you're brand new, welcome. Before you watch the rest of this video, or if you've been around for a while and you haven't done this, watch the other video attached to today's training. It's attached every Monday, entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. It's a bit long, I know, but you only have to watch it once, and it gives you all the critical information to really understand what we're doing, and you'll get maximum benefit out of these videos. It tells you, why is there a not-for-time workout once a week? What's the difference between prescribed, scaled, or wild card? What's the deal with the accessory work? What's a super fitness robot time? So all of that's in that other video. So watch that, then come on back here. Okay, here we go. Today's workout, we've got a bunch of push-ups, double unders, and rope climbs. Rope climbs are with your feet, 15 feet high, and here's how it goes. They're just regular push-ups. They're not like hand-release push-ups. For time, 50 push-ups, 50 double unders, 5 rope climbs. 40 push-ups, 40 double unders, 4 rope climbs. You see where this is going. 30 push-ups, 30 double unders, 3 rope climbs. 20 push-ups, 20 double unders, 2 rope climbs. 10 push-ups, 10 double unders, 1 rope climb. So again, not a barbell in sight, just a body weight bonanza. And some technical movements in there. Rope climbs aren't easy, and neither are double unders. So we're going to have you covered no matter what's going on. And clearly, none of that needs to be unbroken. Those are big sets of push-ups. I mean, most of us are going to have to break those up significantly. And then it just depends upon, do you have a good day with a double under or not a good day with a double under? We've got videos showing push-ups, double unders, couple styles of rope climbs, as well as rope climb substitutions. If this workout just was one right down the middle for you, just a wheelhouse workout, super fitness robot time, could be 15 minutes or less. But for plenty of people, it could creep around 26 minutes. The wildcard option is very similar to the workout of the day. We took out the double unders, replaced them with single unders, and then we took out the rope climbs and put in pull-ups, and that would be kipping chin over bar pull-ups, and those sets of rope climbs are replaced. The pull-ups go 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. So that wildcard option with the single unders and the pull-ups might work really well for a lot of people, and we've got videos showing those movements as well. The scaled option, very similar structure to the workout of the day, but we removed the biggest set. There's no set of 50 push-ups, 5 rope climbs, 50 doubles. It starts with the 4s. So for the scaled option, it's 40 push-ups, 40 single unders, 20 ring rows, 30 push-ups, 30 single unders, 15 ring rows, 20 push-ups, 20 single unders, 10 ring rows, 10 push-ups, 10 single unders, 5 ring rows. And for the push-ups I put, you can do regular push-ups, elevated push-ups, knee push-ups, totally your call. We've got a video on how to get a pull-up if you're still working towards one. And for the ring row, as I've said this before, ring rows are phenomenal, and you can make them as easy or as hard as you want. If you barely lean your body back, you can make them not too challenging for most people. Or you can keep leaning your body back all the way until you have your feet like elevated on a box. And I'm here to tell you, I think you can make them like that more difficult than dead hang strict pull-ups. So since today is a day that you want to develop your upper body pulling strength, if you're doing the scaled option or doing ring rows in general, I would make those ring rows tough. If you're doing any of those sets of ring rows unbroken, I think you made them too easy, quite frankly. Limited equipment option. They've got basically everything that they need, except they're going to do pull-ups because I'm assuming they don't have a rope to climb. So they, while the wild card option had single unders, the limited equipment option and the wild card option are exactly the same, except wild card option has single unders and pull-ups, limited equipment option double unders and pull-ups. So now that even gives a lot more people a great option depending upon whether you do or do not have double unders. For the super fitness robot, limited equipment option, 12 minutes or less, more likely around 21 minutes. And the no equipment workout of the day, for time, 800 meter run, 50 push-ups, 50 jumping jacks, 40 push-ups, 40 jumping jacks, all the way down to 10 push-ups, 10 jumping jacks. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. V-ups, accumulate 50 to 100 repetitions, video showing that. And then we have an either-or, either barbell bent over rows or one-arm dumbbell rows. And if you have the proper loading and gear for both, I'm always a fan of using the dumbbells, the unilateral work. You know, it's so often that we touch barbells that touching a dumbbell is just a fantastic thing. So that would be my choice if you have the gear and the loading to make it good to go. Cool down and stretching, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have calves and foam rolling with a video attached. And then the chest and pecs, hands behind, also with a video. And we end the day's training with a couple phrases that end each day. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And I will see you back here tomorrow for, I think, what most people will believe is a very fun, heavy day.